The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And I am delighted to see that the famous shout-outs are coming in on 53102, and then you can also send them to live@todayfm.com. Now, if you cross the Shannon, especially in Galway, and the name of David Burke is revered, he is the Galway hurling captain who brought the Liam McCarthy Cup home to Galway after a near three-decade absence. Now, what may not be generally known, though, is that Galway were given near supernatural power. That's what they told me to say, in the form of the food they ate. Galway food producer Feed the Pulse were name-checked by the Galway captain in his victory speech, so their contribution must have been pretty important. And that's why we had to have them join Team SBS this morning, they being husband and wife team Helen and Owen McCardle. Good morning, Helen.
Morning,
and Owen.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, Helen.
And thank you so much for driving from Galway this morning.
No problem. Okay.
But of course, you were well loaded with your food and you probably went to the speed of light.
We certainly did.
Now, you told me before coming on air that you were delightedly surprised that your name was called out in Croke Park.
Absolutely, yeah. We couldn't believe it. We went there with a great hope of firstly winning the game before anything commercial may have been introduced into it, and then when we saw our captain David Burke lift the cup, that was as much as the day we thought could possibly get, as good as it gets. We waited for his victory speech, where he'd an unbelievable 8-minute speech, and then to be named 5 minutes and 20 seconds into that speech.
Nobody counting, so.
It was absolutely the icing on the cake for us.
Tell me, Helen, the secret of Feed the Pulse. Coig an Chrí, as you are correctly called.
Coig an Chrí. During Owen's time with the GAA, he started searching for a way to feed them in, because, as everybody knows, they work long days in college, travel at night, travel up to training maybe on a wet, dark night. And he came home one day and he said, we've got to find a way to feed them consistently in a way that we can manage ourselves. So we searched many things, and then we met with Cree, Claire Kearns and Cree, and she gave us what we would consider our magic recipe, which is a healthy heart profile. And it's based on low salt, sugar and fat, high protein and a source of fibre. This would make all of the meals diabetic, cholesterol, weight and blood pressure friendly. And we'd also try and incorporate a diverse range of foods in it, so it's not curry every Monday night or a chicken every Tuesday. The meals change every week, and it's working quite well for us.
And you very kindly brought them into studio. They're not in front of me here, but they're upstairs, and they are looking really well. It's actually very attractive. They come in a kind of not a backpack. What would you call that? A hard plastic shell.
It's a sealed shell, and we have a nutritional profile. Then we break down every item of food in it, and we're able to give how many calories, the macros, everything in that. So if you want to eat half it, or if you want to eat the whole thing or whatever, you know exactly what you're having and the benefits of that for you.
Now, I presume that you sell more than just to the Galway squad.
We do indeed, but we're very, very busy. The Galway GA in general, I have to give a big thank to you to them. They give us a free hand in producing what meals, and we work closely with the dietitians and the nutritionists within the GA, so they help us along with what would be at best at different points for the players. So we tend to diversify from their information, but we also sell to a number of places in Galway at the moment, but we still only have maybe the toe in the water at the moment. We were crazy busy here with Galway GA, and at the moment now we're just trying to find other little avenues to sell our product to.
Well, I presume commerce beating all that, you would consider selling your product to other teams as well.
Yes, I presume.
Other teams within the county, maybe.
The county.
Well, we definitely would. We had a couple of challenge matches last year from Tipperary GA, and I've been contacted by Tipperary County Board as well to see what went into our meals and the logistics of getting them to Tipperary. So we're in talks with those at the moment as well. And there's a few other little places in the pipeline. A lot of factories at time that have different starting times in Galway as well. we maybe bring them, they have their lunch break between 11 and 12, so anywhere they go is a sort of a brunchy time and they want
That's
lunches.
Interesting, I wouldn't have thought of that. What kind of a company is there? Would they be?
The name of the company is Dawn Lock. It makes aeronautical parts, mm-hmm. so they start very early in the morning to beat the traffic, so
makes
which makes sense.
Yeah.
And they have their lunch
Especially
break, obviously,
yeah.
early.
Yeah.
So we supply into those every Monday and Wednesday, and they're flying out the door, and so a lot of the factories beside it sort of wants to jump on that as well, so it's great.
And of course they think that they might actually make the Galway hurling team as well.
Just might.
You must put that down onto the little list of Dawn Locks. That sounds like a really interesting business. I'm always interested in people who move their businesses around just to overcome little adversities.
Yeah,
like
it's
that,
a great idea now from their side as well. And
so we always want to know how big any business will become. Helen, how big is Feed the Pulse going to become?
Owen says it's as big as you want it to become, because technology would now allow us to, if we wanted to go into the export market eventually, technology, HPP, high pressure processing, would allow us to extend the shelf life fresh without any preservatives to a 30-day limit. So the world is our oyster once we get the business model correct. We're service first business. Our business is service first, so it's
what does that mean?
It means that the majority of our work, 99%, we actually go and feed the teams after training, before training, early
you
morning.
You do it yourself?
We physically that's why we were busy last week. We had 17s in Beacon to be fed, young 17-year-olds, great lads, but that's what we do. We physically go
and feed them. Any of the 17-year-olds just say ugh, that they want burger and chips?
No, they were great.
It's totally changed.
Actually,
now
some of them come up twice. But so our first business is service, and this year now on our quiet period we're developing kind of a package where we can go in and teach them how to cook, particularly before people go to college.
Cooking demos,
so we can show them very simply how to cook a healthy meal in their flat or their apartment, so that
And if they want that, where will they get your Feed the Pulse meal?
No, so that they can cook it themselves. We want to teach them, but our Feed the Pulse meals, okay. we the box we brought to you earlier today, that's a cool box, so that can be delivered anywhere in Ireland within 24 hours.
KV, that's a week's
The clients we have in Galway at the moment are usually taking about 10 meals for €60.
10 meals.
So they'd have them for lunch and dinner five days a week.
Okay.
So you could have it for lunch or dinner, as Owen says, depending on, your requirements.
60 times.
So it'd be €6 meal.
€6 times.
Cheap, yeah. That's where we are at the moment.
There are two other things that you've forgotten to shout out. You better shout out for your sons.
Oh, Glenn and Dan.
They're kind of central to this because...
They're chefs. We also have Aisling, Connor and Amy on board full-time as well. And they're
right
brilliant.
In business, yeah.
Yeah.
How many people in the business?
Seven at the moment. We hope to double it next year.
Fantastic.
Move into bigger premises. And the wonderful thing about our team is each of them will work service or do the kitchen, or it's not just
like all small businesses, everybody does everything.
Yes.
When I was in stockbroking, the boss man used to answer the phone, because that's the way we were taught, and that's the way I like to see business. Yeah. Finally, when you come back, actually, sorry, you have to give another shout out to Udros,
and also Acorns. Acorns is for the development of ladies in business in rural Ireland.
And Paula Fitzsimons was on to us about that, and then we might be doing something about Acorns coming very, very soon.
Yeah. Brilliant. Initiative.
When, not if, because we always like to do a follow-up, when you come back to Team SBS in a year's time, you'll have doubled your staff.
Yes.
And you will have be selling it. You'll have maybe the Dublin GA team.
We're going to stick with Galway.
What about the Connacht rugby team?
Yeah, we're actually
we
have a little finger maybe in the pie there too, but we can't say too much about it at the moment.
All right. Well, you've just done so on the National Airways. That is a very interesting and very great story altogether. So Owen and Helen McCardle, again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Connell.
Oh, no, not at all, but thanks for coming from Galway.
You
have to drive back again, remember?
We don't mind now.
We're going to take a quick break, after which, now do listen to this one. If you fancy being a brewer or a distiller, there's now a degree course to do it. In fact, the two, Helen and Owen, might actually have to listen to that as well.
Might
be another little piece in there of their journey. We'll take a quick ad break.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.